everybody.
Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well this evening. Back by stand there. Praise the Lord. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? God is great. God is so great. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. So good to have y'all with us. I want to welcome everybody watching online to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. As we always do, we're going to open with prayer. But just to let you know, if you're online, if you have a prayer request, please put it in the comment section. We'd be glad to pray with you. And you pray with us as we open our service tonight. Does anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? All right. Anyone on the left? Wow. Praise God.
Yes, let's remember Sister Kathy Bennett. We spoke with her this afternoon, and I told her we would be praying a very special prayer. She has a decision to make concerning the treatment.
Definitely lift her up in there. Man. There are a lot of prayer requests that's come across on the text blast and also in our prayer box. Let's don't ever forget it. There's a lot of prayer requests in there and also a lot of victories. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of it. You know God sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us to let us gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, we just want to lift you up. We want to honor you. Lord, we just want to just to praise you, dear Lord. As we come together tonight, dear Lord, as we just lift you up, Lord, I would like to lift up each and every prayer request tonight. Dear Lord, you've seen those hands who were raised. You know the depths of our hearts. Lord, we're praying for those that are sick and shut in, those that aren't able to be with us. Lord, for those that are nursing homes, assisted livings, and hospitals, those waiting on test results. There's so many situations that have been brought forth to us. And the Lord, again, as it was a spoken prayer request tonight, we want a special prayer, not special, but just to lift them up to you. Sister Kathy Bennett, the Lord, you know the decision that you would have her to make. Lord, I want you to guide her, the Lord, in the decision, her health. Lord, you've brought her so far, the Lord. You've always been with her, the Lord, and we just lift you up. Lord, by faith, we place it into your mighty hands. Lord, same with the others. Dear Lord, we just love you. We praise you. We ask you to bless our pastor. Strengthen him as he goes about your ministry and his whole family. Lord, again, for each and every ministry that goes forth out of our congregation, dear Lord, may it be to honor you. Lord, we ask you to bless it and multiply it, dear Lord. And we just give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. I just got a testimony real quick. Had a chance to visit with my dad today. And as y'all know, he's 95. And after the amputation and all that they had done on his foot, or the partial of that toe in that section, the doctor gave him a good report. The infection is gone. And as far as the healing, she said it's in the 60-70 percentile and really looking good. The other sores with their treatments, of course. And where she was seeing him every week and doing all that stuff they have to do to the sores, he's gone to every 2 weeks. So we just give God all the glory. And for a 95-year-old, he can still smile and he still knows the name of Jesus. So we just love the Lord. Well, we're going to ask you why you're standing. Turn to page 120, Victory in Jesus. Because, you know, we know there's a victory in the name of Jesus. All that we do, the name above all names, praise God.
Of my sin and won the victory.
Take up the evening offering. Just have up here, I've got the one announcement. Don't forget, on March 26th, that's Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we'll be having our community outreach, the multi-church function that we have each quarter, and it's really exciting time. And I'd like for y'all to help spread the word. Come yourselves and listen. All the multiple churches, I know we've had from 5 to 7 churches here on that night, and it's just a great time. So we just be in much prayer for that service and for the ministry that it provides. Praise the Lord. Brother Bitsy, if you would, just ask the Lord to bless our... Yes, Lord. Sister Linda.
Just suppose God searched through heaven. Please.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord today. I thank God for just waking me up this morning, being able to just start me on my way and everything. My dad passed February the 24th, so it's not been as hard as I thought it was. But it was expected, so it kind of, not in a bad way, made it better. But I just want to let you know that I'm okay. I'm just taking it day by day, and I know he's going to be with the Lord. So I'm just going to sing you a song called I'm Available to You. You gave me my hand to reach out to man, to show him your love and your perfect plan. You gave me my ears, I can hear your voice so clear. I can hear the cries of sinners, but can I wipe away their tears? You gave me my voice to sing your word, to sing all your praises to those who never heard. But with my eyes I see your need for more availability. I can see the heart has been broken, so many people to be free. Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say. Do use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say, my storage is empty and I am available to you.
I feel kind of out of place just a bit tonight. I left my wedding rings at home. I was getting ready in a hurry, and I left my wedding rings at home. But I also left my best glasses at home. And then I left my hearing aids at home. So y'all gonna have to really get into this tonight for me to hear you now, okay? Now I can see you move, but I wanna see some action going on, okay? Y'all worship the Lord. Well, glory. He is able, he is able, he is able. Yeah.
God is able. We know that. We sing about it. But do we live it? Is our faith there? And as I mentioned earlier about my dad and then the songs that have come out this evening, and that's what I want to talk about, is the prayer that we can take in Jesus' name to God, and that our faith in Him, that no matter what, He's in control. I was asked to do this song tonight. I haven't done it in a while, so I'm going to ask y'all to sing with me. Well, we're going to do the chorus first, just to follow what she had sang. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art! How great Thou art! Then sings my soul. Great Thou art. Thank you, Lord.
How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art.
Oh, Lord, we love you and we praise you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Praise God. But you know, in my testimony earlier, and I was talking about Dad, and there's so many other situations that God's brought us through, and He's bringing us through. But our God's great, even when that storm's pouring, even when you're out in the rain, or it seems like it's so dark and troubled. We know God's got it. We put our faith in Him, in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Eddie?
How great thou art, amen. God is a great God, greatly to be praised, amen. Can we praise Him? Can we praise Him? Have we praised Him? How many knows what an honor it is to be able to talk to the Lord anytime, anywhere, about anything? Amen. And you won't have to be put on hold. I walked in the house earlier today. My wife was listening to some music, and I said, "What kind of music is that?" She said, "I'm on hold." I had never heard that kind of music before. It was kind of weird. I don't know how long she waited before she could get an appointment made. I'm so thankful that God doesn't put us on hold. Amen. When we call Him, He's always there. Have you had an opportunity this week to have a talk with Him? Amen? Oh, didn't have to wait, did you? He's always there. Sing with me if you would. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. He's certainly been good to me. Amen. Gave me another day and another opportunity come into the house of the Lord and worship Him. We're so thankful for you coming out on a Wednesday night. Let our visitors know how much we love them and how glad we are that they came to worship the Lord with us tonight. I just want to get right into the Bible tonight. In the book of Hebrews, we're going to the faith chapter. That is chapter number 11. I'm going to be looking at it maybe a little different tonight than normal, but just ask the Lord's leading and the Lord's guidance on His word and His message tonight. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, Lord, how we love you and how we thank you, God, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your abounding love. Thank you for those who have gathered here tonight, those who may be viewing by live stream. Father, I pray, God, that you would just anoint this vessel. God, anoint these lips of clay tonight. God, speak to us from heaven tonight. Give us direction. God, just give us a word tonight, Lord, to help us, to lead us, and to guide us. Father, we do reach out to those who are standing in need of prayer tonight. Many are sick, many are afflicted. But God, you're a mighty big God and healer. Lord, I pray right now that you would reach out to those who need prayer. Touch them, anoint them, strengthen and heal their bodies. And Lord, we'll look to you, giving praise, giving you honor, and giving you glory. For we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Amen. You can't do that too much. It's an honor for me to put my hands together to glorify and praise the Lord. Tonight, I'm going to bring a message title or a Bible study, if you will, whichever the Lord leads in that direction. But if I had a message topic, it would be five keys to grow faith. I mean, he has faith. It needs to be 100% because the Bible says every man is given a measure of faith. Amen. And what we do with that faith sometimes means the difference in how much we trust in the Lord or not. Now, Hebrews 11 and 1 tells us that that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But also in Romans chapter number 10, and verse number 17. So then faith cometh by hearing. Everybody say hearing. And hearing by the word of God. How many knows the word of God is very important to understand and to grow our faith? I believe that the Lord would do more for us if we would trust him more. I want to look at some things here. Now the whole chapter of 11 is a wonderful faith chapter. It talks about the great patriarchs of old and how they trusted God and how God came on the scene. And by the way, can I remind you that he's still the same God? Amen. He hasn't changed a bit. He's still the same God that helped Moses, Abraham, the prophets Elijah and Elisha. He helped Samson. He helped all of those in the Old Testament. And he's still helping folks today if we put our faith and trust in him. But I want you if you have a notepad, that's fine, or if you just want to highlight in your Bible, but I think it's very, very important that we understand faith. Faith, sometimes I've been heard people or ministers said it's almost like electricity. You know, very few people, I would imagine, would be able to adequately describe how that electricity comes from the power plant to their house. Very few people would understand. I know the vehicles, it goes through transformers, and the transformers go through the lines, and the lines go to the house that we got it hooked up. That's about as much as I know about it. But this one thing I know, when I turn on the switch, I got power. That's really all I need to know. I don't have to understand the concept of how it gets to my house. I just need to believe that it's at my house, and I have the electricity there for the different uses that I need. We need to understand that faith opens doors. Amen. Faith pleases God. Faith is constantly talked about in the Bible. And we're going to go just into the verses of Hebrews 11. We're not going to go through every one of them. But the first concept, and I came on this, I know that I had spoke on it before because I was doing some cleaning out this week. How many ever just decided, you know, it's time to get rid of some stuff? And I was going through and I was getting rid of some stuff, and I came across these little books that I had here, and I don't even remember using them for notes, but evidently in the past I had, and I was going to throw this away, and I looked at that, and I said, wow, I need that. I need to hear that. So I read it, and I said, you know what, I'm going to use it. Very seldom do I go back and use notes that I've used in a prior sermon or a Bible study, but this just kind of pricked my heart, and I said, you know what, I feel like I'm just going to share that with the church tonight. So bear with me, that's what I intend to do. So we're talking about five keys to grow faith. The first key that I want to talk about tonight is found in verse number 3. Chapter 11, verse number 3, which says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now I want to tell you, and I'm going to be very, very blunt with you, if we don't have faith, that scripture makes absolutely no sense. Does it? How can you make something out of nothing? How can you believe that all of this was formed and fashioned if you don't have faith? But here's the thing about it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith leads to understanding, not vice versa. In other words, through faith, we understand. That's what the Bible said. That's what the Apostle Paul wrote when he wrote to the Hebrews. Through faith, we begin to understand the mysteries of God. Through faith, we begin to understand that even though it doesn't make sense to us, we have faith to believe that God just spoke this world into existence. And he created us from the dust of the earth. And he made man and woman, and he made all the light to shine, the firmament, the stars, and all of that through faith. We may not be able to adequately describe it, but by faith, we believe it. So faith is sometimes calling things that we don't understand, calling them done. Amen. And the more we step out on faith, the greater our faith begins to grow. Now, the Bible says we're given a measure of faith. Sometimes we think that our faith is very small. In fact, I've heard Holy Ghost-filled Christians say that, you know, I wish I had more faith. My faith doesn't seem to be as strong as it once was. And things like that. And for whatever reason, we make those statements, but it's not because that God is less powerful today than he was years and years ago. How many knows he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore? Just as real, just as powerful as he ever was. But is our faith enough to believe that we can trust him through situations that we can't handle? So the Apostle Paul here says that the faith leads to the understanding of God's word. I've often had people say, Pastor, how do I understand the word of God? Ask God to enlighten you. You know, I've often said the best way to read the Bible is pray before you open the Bible. When you go ahead and ask God's guidance and ask him to lead you and to share something within you that will cause growth and edification into your spirit, you seem to be reading in a much greater light of understanding when the Bible opens up. I've also said, you know, God's not really impressed with the quantity of how much we read, but the quality of how much we read. Do we understand what we're reading? Do we understand how the Lord is leading us through his word? So faith, to believe that God will open up our eyes, enlighten us, and we will understand more of the scriptures if we read by faith. The second thing is we put faith is not passive. Okay? Passive meaning kind of backward, kind of introverted, kind of not very aggressive. But in the sixth verse of the 11th chapter, the Apostle Paul writes this: but without faith, it is impossible to please him, him being God. Think about that statement. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Okay? So faith is not passive, but rather seeks its object diligently. In other words, if it doesn't happen right away, we're going to keep praising God and believing God that it's going to happen. Amen. Faith doesn't always transpire in our time. We're going to get to that just a little bit later. But this is talking about diligently praying, diligently seeking, and diligently believing and extending your faith to call things done, even though you don't see the evidence of those things being done. What the prophet was when he went up to Mount Carmel and he began to pray. There'd been a drought and he was praying for rain, and he sent his servant seven times, and the servant would come back all six times and said, I don't see anything. Did the prophet give up? No, he went praying again, finally sent his servant again. His servant comes back and says, and he had a little faith, okay? The servant had a little faith because he said, well, you know, I do see a small cloud about the size of a man's hand. To the servant, it was little faith. To the prophet, it was all that he needed. Because he instantly followed that up. We need to get down because this is going to come an abundance of rain. Oh, that we as a church, oh, that we as a born-again Christian, oh, that we as ministers could be able to operate on that amount of faith. It may look small to some folks, but in the hands of God, if we just have faith to believe, that Bible says all things are possible to who? Him that believeth. So we have to seek after that faith, and we have to be aggressive with it, and we have to be diligent about it. Don't give up. Satan would want you to give up. First time, he says, God didn't answer it. God didn't heal you. God didn't open a door for you. But don't give up. Amen? Keep believing and putting your faith and trust in God. So faith is not passive. Faith needs to be aggressive and strong. Verse number 7. Faith acts upon the word of God. What, verse 7? By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen yet. Let that sink in a little bit. Noah was warned of God about things that was going to happen that he had seen no evidence of. Moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah, this is God. It's going to rain. And not only is it going to rain, but it's going to come a flood like man has never seen. Going to wipe out all of creation. It's going to wipe out the animals and the population. But I'm letting you know to build an ark. That's faith. Noah could have said, God, you know, it ain't never rained like that. There's no way that that much rain is going to cause the devastation of the earth. But it said Noah moved with fear or with respect of what God's word said. When God speaks to you, don't doubt it. Don't try to make an excuse for it, or don't try to call it a coincidence. Call it done and say, Lord, you know what? I'm going to act on that faith, and I'm going to believe that you're going to do it, even though I haven't seen the first evidence of it, even though I hadn't felt the first raindrop. And he began to build the ark, and you know the story. They built the ark. I don't know. It took so many years to build that ark, but he never gave up. He still had faith to believe that what God said that he would do, that he would do it. Oh, there's so many people, I'm afraid, that has given up on God because God has not done it in their time. God has not done it or opened the door or even made a way exactly like we thought we would. You hear me say this all the time. God doesn't need our plan. God doesn't need our time schedule. What he does need is our faith. Faith enough to place it into his hand and call it done. Amen. In the name of Jesus, right now, I'm giving it to you, Lord. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to lose any sleep about it. I'm not going to antagonize over it anymore because I'm calling it done in the name of Jesus. Noah kept going, persistent, and built the ark and was saved, he and his family. In verse number 8 would be the fourth key to help us grow our faith. And that is simply that faith is willing to go forward into the unknown. Faith is willing to go forward into the unknown. An example of that is in verse number 8. By faith, Abraham, remember Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing, everybody say, not knowing, whither he went. Now this kind of faith really, really takes some commitment to God. And maybe God is not telling us or asking us to uproot and leave our family, but maybe he's asking us to go deeper spiritually. It could be a physical move. I've known of that happening many, many times. Story has it that this pastor of this church, it was kind of a small church, he and his wife had been dedicated there for years and years, and He had gotten a call from a much bigger church, a much bigger congregation. And they was calling him to come and be their pastor. And he said, you know what? I'll have to get back with you. I'm going to have to pray about it. So he tells his wife that this particular church with this larger congregation has called him to be pastor. And he said, I'm going to go out here to the church, and I'm going to pray about it. And he said, while I'm out there, you go ahead and be packing up our clothes. That's not really what God needs. His mind was already made up before he went out there and began to pray. He was just kind of going through the routine of praying because he had already made up his mind that he was going to take the bigger congregation. Amen. But not knowing, praying and not knowing, if God calls you, he'll make a way. Amen. If God sends you to minister, if God sends you to evangelize, if God sends you to a mission field somewhere, you don't have to worry about it. God will supply your needs. How many knows that when Jesus sent out the disciples, he sent them two by two. He said, don't take nothing with you. Don't take a purse. Don't take a script. Well, what are we going to eat? Have faith to believe. And you know what? They all came back and said they were so amazed that how God worked through them just two by two ministering here and there, because they didn't know where they was going. They just went. So if God asks us to do something, don't have him to say, well, Lord, you know what? You got to give me step by step understanding, because I don't want to go into something that I'm not sure of. That's not faith. After the fact faith is what we call it sometimes. After God has healed us, then we'll praise God. After God has opened the door. But how about praising God before he actually heals us? How about praying God or praising God while the pain is still there? That's faith. How about praising God that he's opened the door and you haven't even seen that door open yet? That's what kind of faith that he was talking about. Faith is willing to go forward into the unknown. God is leading. Abraham obeyed and went out not knowing where he was going. So far we've talked about faith leads to understanding, not vice versa. That's the third verse. Faith is not passive. You know what? Satan does not understand a Christian being passive. We were talking, I think I was talking to Sister Brenda about this, and we used Susan's example. Several months ago, she was testifying when she was singing, and she was talking about driving back and forth to work and how Satan bugs her, and she said, you know what? I'm tired of this, and I'm paraphrasing. I don't want to steal her testimony, but at one point she got so frustrated, she just began to talk to Satan and just like that said, you know what, I'm tired of you being in my car going back and forth. I'm just going to tell you right now in the name of Jesus, get out of my car and leave me alone. That's what Satan understands. He doesn't understand, oh, I wish you would leave me alone. Please don't bother me. Oh, I just know he's going to be on my case again. He'll be on your case every day. But you need to be aggressive with that faith. Said, you know what? In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. We got power to do that, by the way. Amen. The Bible says you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You can speak to Satan like that. Don't be passive with him. He's not fearful of me. He's not fearful of this minister. He's fearful of Jesus Christ. But if you say, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus, I rebuke you, get thee behind me, Satan. Then he understands that. We understand, too, that faith acts upon the Word of God. Faith to believe what the Bible says. Amen? And I shared this with you, I think, a couple of services ago. Franklin Graham has an advertisement on TV, and he says, do I understand all the Bible? He said, no. But do I believe it? Yes, I do. You know, the Bible says we see through a glass darkly now, meaning there's things that you and I as human beings may not understand this side of heaven. But that doesn't mean we don't believe it. I believe every word, every testament, every precept, every commandment that is in this Word of God. So we have to rely on that Word of God. And I will assure you, the more that you are into the Word, the greater your faith will grow. The more that you understand the Word, the greater your faith will go. And you'll be able to use that faith. And I'll tell you one thing. By using faith consistently doesn't mean you're going to use up your quota. I mean, your faith will even get stronger time and time again. The more you use it, it's just like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it's going to become. And I'll tell you what else helps our faith is hearing the testimonies of people who have been born again, people who have been saved, people who have been healed, Because the Bible tells me that God is no respecter of person. If he healed you, he'll heal me. Amen. If he opened a door for you, he'll do the very same for me. So when somebody testifies that it is an overcomer, that helps our faith to believe. So that's a key of to help grow our faith. And so also is faith willing to go forward into the unknown. I've heard that, well, Lord, I just need you to show me the way. And actually, he's shown you the way. He's opened the door, and some of us still won't go through it. Because we're waiting on a sign. What does the Bible say? Signs are for the unbelievers. Amen. If God has opened a door, and by faith, go through that door. If God has made a way for you, say, praise God for making a way, and believe him and trust him and go forward. Okay, the fifth and final key that we're going to talk about tonight is found in verse number 30. So we're skipping all the way down. And it says, by faith, everybody say, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. Somebody say, praise the Lord. After they were compassed about 7 days. Now, the fifth and final key that I want to talk about tonight is long-haul obedience. Long-haul. I mean, that's what long-haul is. That's not a short run, is it? That's for the duration. That means it might not happen in the next 30 minutes. It might not happen in the next day. God forbid, but sometimes it may not happen in the first month. But that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. If we have faith to believe and call it done in the name of Jesus, amen, God's going to do his part. I believe that with all of my heart. But you know what? Sometimes the walls don't fall the first day. You would say amen. Oh, I am so guilty of that. Lord, you know what? I need you to do this today. I need you to do it right now. Sometimes God will do it, but it may not be in my time frame. You know, could the walls have fallen the very first day? Why, sure they could. I mean, as God's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you and I could ever ask or think. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. Nothing is impossible with him. But he didn't choose to do it on the first day. Why, brother? I don't know. Ask God. Ask God. We're not really supposed to ask God. We're just supposed to believe God. But I've had situations when I thought, and I was trying to hold on to faith, Lord, I believe, I'm not seeing any evidence. In fact, sometimes the situation may have gotten worse. And all of a sudden, when we might least expect it, and from an avenue that we surely didn't expect it to come. You ever had a blessing just kind of show up and you say, wow. Something you've been praying for years, maybe months or whatever. And you all had in your mind these preconceived notions of how it was going to unfold. And exactly how God was going to do it. And he was going to open a certain door and he was going to make a certain way because you'd had your eyes on this and you'd been really wanting this. And all of a sudden, Satan begins to say, you're not going to get that. God don't want you to have that. He's not going to bless you. And all of a sudden, God just blesses with something even greater than what our expectation was. Wow. Because God knows what we need. And when we pray, we don't have to give him an itemized list. Oh, help me, Lord, not to fill out a paper and give it to you. Amen. Help me just to say, Lord, you know my needs, and I'm going to trust you for them. God, you know my situations. God, there's nothing that I can explain to you that you don't already know about me. All you need to know, you don't need all that information. All you need to know is that I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to believe you, and by faith, I'm going to call it done in the name of Jesus. That's acting faith, and that's long-haul faith, long-haul faith. Sometimes it may be years. We don't like to wait. We're very impatient. We're impatient society. And really, sometimes we're impatient Christians. Because if God has ever done something immediately, can I see your hand? If God has ever done something immediately, I mean, you couldn't even hardly get the prayer out of your mouth and God did it. Has anybody ever been? Great, that's wonderful. But then, be honest with me, there's times that he doesn't do it immediately, but that doesn't mean he's not going to do it. The walls don't always fall on the first day. God's going to get glory out of everything that we put our faith and trust in Him to do. And He will make a way, what the Bible says, when there seemeth no way. When it seems like all hope is gone. When it seems like, God, you're just, maybe it's not your will. You know, that's how we write it off. Well, God, it just must not be your will. But that's not long-haul faith. Faith is the faith to believe it, whether you see the evidence of it or not. Whether you see any inkling that it's going to work out. Just keep putting your faith in trust. I know I've told you the story so many times of mother testifying about Dennis's healing, about his arm. When he broke it in the second grade, and they said it, the doctor said they said it and all, and said it would never be straight. You know, oh, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. God can do what doctors can't. So every time she looked at it and she prayed, it was still crooked. So God spoke to her and said, I want you to testify of the healing of Dennis's arm. Not only the healing, but I want you to testify that God has made it completely straight, just like the other arm. And mother's kind of like the rest of us, Lord, that's going to seem awful silly. If I stand up and testify in church, and you know how we saints are, we're going to believe her and we're going to say, bless her heart, but we're going to look at Dennis's arm, see if it's straight. And it wasn't. It was still crooked. But every opportunity that she had to stand, she stood and witnessed and testified in the church, thank God for healing my son's arm and making it straight. It got to be a thing, you know, well, that she's just, Sister Kate's testifying about Dennis's arm, and bless her heart, you know, maybe God will do it one of these days. So then we had like a fellowship meeting where there's four different churches together, and it was a big congregation, and the Spirit of the Lord was moving, and God said, I want you to stand and testify here about Dennis's healing and about his arm being made straight. And mother said, ooh, I can do it at home, church, but I don't think I need to do it in front of all these other churches. But you know what? When God wants something done, He won't leave you alone. So finally she said, okay, so she stands up, you know, I've done it at home church. I'm just going to stand up and praise the Lord for healing my son's arm. The doctor said it would never be straight like the other one. He'd never be able to touch the back of his head. But thank God He has healed my son. And Dennis went home with a crooked arm. And by, you know, one day she said she was looking out the back door watching me and my brother. We was out in the yard playing, and we was on the swing set, the gymnasium, the gym set. And he was swinging or something, and then she got to looking, and she noticed his arm, and he was on the bars, and like, you know, and when he stood down, his arm, his left arm, was perfectly straight. That's long-haul faith. Not giving up, not saying, you know what, Lord, I can't get up and testify about that because people think I'm crazy. But, you know, by her persistence and by her obedience and by her never-wavering faith, God straightened his arm. His arm's been straight ever since that day. She looked out and saw us playing in the backyard. God does it in His time. And I have used that so many times to share with people, to let them know, don't give up on God. Faith involves long haul. Five keys that will grow our faith found right there in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, which we refer to as the faith chapter. Hopefully you've received something from this tonight. If not, go back and read it on your own. There's a lot more in the faith chapter. There's a lot of examples. There's a lot of things that God did. But just remember those things, and God will help you. And the devil will be upset with you because you're using your faith. And he may even try you. But how many knows greater is He that is within you than he that's in the world? Do you love the Lord tonight? Give Him a hand clap of praise. God bless you. We love you so very much. Amen. We never, ever dismiss a service without giving you an opportunity. If you need prayer, this altar is always open. We encourage those that stand in need of prayer to come forward. The Bible says, call for the elders of the church, anoint with oil, pray the prayer of faith. Amen. Again, that word faith comes into play. Lord, it's all about love.
Yes.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Pray that each and every one of you have a blessed evening. Remember, I think it's already been announced, March the 26th is the multi-church service here, the fellowship service that we're going to be having. I believe Brother Jason said there's two other churches, too, that are making plans to be here. I think that'll be up to about six or seven different churches represented here. So we're looking for a great time in the Lord. Amen. All right. Well, God bless. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. We'll be dismissed with this prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you. Father, we thank you for your holy word. God, we thank you, Lord, that you do honor faith. And Father, help us to exercise our faith at a greater degree. God, help us to know that nothing is impossible with you. What is impossible with man is made possible by God. Pray, God, that you would strengthen each and every one of us. Go with us now, Lord, as we dismiss. Keep your hand of safety upon us. Lead us, guide us, and direct us, and we'll be careful to give you praise. We ask it in the sweet name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Hope to see you Sunday morning. Looking for a great time in the Lord.